He's Gunnar Halifax. He's gone beyond the moon, it's true.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He's seen the world from a different kind of view from you.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He's seen the pyramids on Mars.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He's flown his spaceship really far.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He is a secret space cadet.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He hasn't found an alien he wouldn't make out with.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He isn't actually very smart.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
But his crew is great. His wig is tight and so's his heart.
Gunnar Halifax.
He's making Earth some brand new friends.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
When the hell will the theme song for this guy ever end?
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Gunnar Halifax. This week, the crew of the Spade made a pit stop to a space pub way in the middle of nowhere. We call this one The Quest for Reptilian Treasure. Enjoy!
Oh, boy. Where are we, Captain?
Yes, the bartender is giving us stink eye.
Yes, I don't even know. Some bar on some moon somewhere. I can't figure anything out. The computer's navigation is totally screwed. Communications are down. The damn space rat has chewed its last cord. Dr. Shmoge?
Yes.
Mr. Seitzev? Mr. McScotsman?
Aye.
We're going to hunt that damn space rat down when we get back to the ship.
You got it, Captain.
Right.
Oh, goody. In the meantime, let's get drunk.
Now you're talking.
That sounds like good as plan as any.
Hey, Captain.
Yes, Dr. Shmoge.
Why don't we just feed Scotty McScotsman and Mr. Gregerson after midnight and have them turn into vampire chupacabras?
Hmm.
They can handle the space rat.
They're too hard to control. Remember we did that on the Vegas moon when we were being chased by those relentless Elvisians?
Oh, yes, that's right.
No, let's not do that again. It was a hell of a time trying to get those bastards into crates.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, dude, I totally don't want to do that again. I don't really like being a vampire chupacabra.
It's not like you remember it anyway.
Well, that's true, dude, but they kept us in those crates for like 3 weeks.
I don't want to do that again either. You bastards are mean when you change into chupacabras.
Yeah, but it's not our fault, Captain. Our brain goes fuzzy. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, plus you guys kept using those cattle prods on us.
Aye, totally unnecessary. Oh,
says you.
Dude. Captain.
Yes, Lieutenant Bambi.
We've got to get a job soon, or the corporate office is going to take our ship away from us.
Yes, that's true. This economy really sucks ass. And without the internet, we can't talk to anyone. We can't even get on Craigslist. I can't even play World of Warcraft.
Yeah, boy. What do you say we get a drink?
Yes, good idea. Bartender,
yeah.
Could we get 5 vodka supernovas? And Dr. Shmoge, what do you want?
I'd like a tall glass of fermented worm dookie, please.
Yeah, well, we don't serve your kind around here.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, get the hell out of here. And you over there, you get out of here too. Both of you gotta go.
Yeah, look, Dr. Shmoge, there is another one just like you sitting over there.
No, yes, it's even uglier than Dr. Shmoge.
I'm serious. Go on, get out of here.
I'm going, God.
But we're cool, though, right?
Yeah, I got your 5 supernovas coming up.
This is total bullshit. You kick out Dr. Smoggy, and you let the slug people stay.
Yeah, well, they pay good money, and they aren't half as ugly as you. Yeah. Now, both of you, get out of here.
Well, at least it's nice to see a familiar face. Are you from planet Schmackelnack?
Yes.
You know, you are quite pretty, especially amidst these ignorant semi-barebacked apes. Let's go see if we can find some grubs in the dirt outside.
Okay.
Wow, what are the odds of Dr. Shmoge finding a friend here?
Here's your drinks.
Thank you.
Captain?
Yes, Scotty McScotsman.
So I was wondering.
Yes.
When are we getting paid?
I'm not really that sure about that, Mr. McScotsman. We've had a hard time completing a mission lately. Plus, now the ship's broken.
Yeah, well, I didn't sign up for free.
Yes, nor did Slav.
What do you want? It's not my fault the ship is broken.
Well, technically, Captain.
Nah, I don't want to hear it.
No worries, you guys. That Tajan robot dude is already fixing the ship as we speak.
Yeah, that robot's like 4,000 years old. I'm pretty sure it thinks the hyperdrive is a cotton gin.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, well, couldn't you just get that robot to kill the space rat for us, Captain?
Yes, I wish, but Tajan is programmed to use weapons only if being attacked. I can't get it to kill anything, even if I order it to.
They're pacifist robots. What the hell is the point of that?
I'm not sure. I think the Martians that built it were hippies or something.
Hey.
Captain.
Yes, Lieutenant Bambi.
The computer's calling from the ship.
Yes, put him on.
Okie dokie.
Yes, what is a computer?
I'm lonely, Captain.
Oh, come on. You've only been out there for a few minutes.
Yeah, but it's dark and there's crickets out here.
No, for Christ's sake, computer, you're made of titanium. They're crickets.
Yeah, but they're pretty big.
Oh, boy. How's the robot doing fixing the ship?
Well, it says it fixed the engine, but the wavecom is still down.
Still no internet?
Nothing yet, Captain.
I don't know how long I can hold out without porn.
Oh, God.
You should see the size of these crickets, Captain. Come on, hurry up.
Calm down, computer, you giant metal pansy. We just got our drinks. Captain out.
I gotta go take a leak.
What are you going to take it in, a plastic bag? Why don't you leave it? I'm sure even this backwoods moon has some kind of receptacle for this.
I'm not actually taking it anywhere, you tosser. It's a figure of speech.
Well, it's a stupid figure of speech.
We should probably finish up here soon. I've got some shit to figure out.
We don't really have a lot of options, Captain.
Something will turn up. Plus, I'd like to see the corporate officers try and track our asses down. I'd say we're 10 million light years away from anything important.
I don't know. Those repo guys are pretty tenacious.
Yeah, that's true. Bartender,
yeah.
I'd like another round, please.
You got it.
Several drinks later, the captain and his crew decided to finally leave.
Let's get out of here.
Careful, Captain. You look pretty wasted.
No, I'm good. Dude. I'm good. Now, look, it's Dr. Schmoggy. Oh, come here, buddy. Come here. Give me a hug.
What do you want?
Come here, you big scaly wombat.
Get the hell off of me, Captain.
No. What are you doing out here digging in the dirt?
We found some tasty grubs.
Oh, yeah?
You want one?
No, yeah, of course I
no,
want
Captain.
One here.
No.
Don't do that.
Don't put it in your mouth.
Just like Mom used to.
That's disgusting.
Look at all the pretty colors.
Let's get you back to the ship, Captain.
No, I'm having some grubs with my friend Dr. Schmoggy and his friend. Who's this again, Dr. Schmoggy?
Her name is Farktooth.
Farktooth, that's a pretty name.
Well, that's a female? Ugh.
I thought Dr. Schmoggy was lying when he said he was actually attractive for his kind.
Dude.
I guess he wasn't.
Looks like roadkill wearing shoes.
Screw you guys. She's beautiful. Besides, I think she has an answer to our problem.
How's she gonna help us?
She has in her possession a legendary star map of great treasure. She is without a ship, stuck on this moon for months, but she is willing to trade us half of the treasure for a ride and our help.
I see, I've heard that one before, Dr. Schmoggy. If she has such a valuable map, why is she here and hasn't got a ride from somebody else?
My people are very untrusting to non-Shindigaldickians.
You guys are called Shindigaldickian?
Shindigaldickians, Captain. That's the short versions that you humans can pronounce.
What are you kidding me? You're called Shindigaldickians? That's awesome.
What the hell is so funny?
Nothing. What will your Shindigan friend... What can she do for us?
I already told you, she will lead us to the treasure.
Are you sure your friend here is on the level, Dr. Schmoggy?
Yes, us Shindigaldickians are very truthful.
That's so awesome, Shindigaldickians.
Oh, dude.
What the hell is your problem, Lieutenant Saitsev?
What?
Her star map is authentic. It's a reptilian pirate treasure map. The legend is known to all of my people. She is very, very special.
Well, I bet. Are you sure you're not trying to slip her the whatever the hell you slip your gals?
While I would like to slip her the Florax to the old cloaca, I'm also sure that the map is accurate, Captain.
Yeah, so what kind of treasure are we talking about here?
Yeah, it's not a bunch of these little grub...
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
Grubs.
You got that on my shoe, Captain.
Yeah, sorry about that. Look, the little grub's still wiggling in my puke.
God, that's nasty. The treasure is legendary. Its riches beyond our wildest dreams.
How do you know it's still there?
I can't be positive, but if someone had found it, it would be all over the news, you know? I had a dream about it last night.
Really, a dream, huh? That's
yes.
I had a dream about French fry. French.
Oh, God, not again. Jesus, Captain.
You just can't hold your liquor, Captain.
Yes, I can. I'll pick it up right now.
No, Captain.
No,
don't do that.
Gross.
I want to go back to this dream here. How do we trust a dream?
My people have been known to be psychic.
You're obviously psychic, Dr. Schmoggy. Good job on predicting that we would be kidnapped and thrown into a wild game preserve and hunted by Santa Clausians, you jackass.
Nice job predicting our crash landing on Mars.
Yeah, or when we massacred those Entopian bug people on accident.
I knew about that one. They were just so tasty.
What do you guys think? Should we follow the freak and his freaky girlfriend?
I don't know.
Well, if she has the star map, then we won't need the wavecom.
I don't care what we do. I just want to get paid soon.
The destination that the map claims is not far from here. Only a day or so.
Oh, we could probably make it.
Without Craigslist, I got nothing better. Let's get on the ship and set a course for wherever the hell we're supposed to be going. And let's get that damn space rat once and for all.
Well, I think you should probably lay down, Captain.
Yeah, you look like hell.
Yeah, and the last thing we need is puke up in our vents, dude.
No, we're gonna get that rat.
Yeah, whatever you say, Captain.
Back on the ship, the captain had a few aspirin and a cold shower. Their mission was to catch that pesky space rat. So the captain had Dr. Schmoggy, Lieutenant Saitsev, and Scotty McScotsman with him, trying to find that pesky little rodent. We find them up in the ship's air vents. Let's find out what happens.
Captain, are you feeling better?
Yes, thank you for asking. At least now there's only two of you instead of seven. So you sure this rat's up here in these vents?
The last I saw of the rat, was when those chupacabras were running loose on Mars. It was towards the engine room up here.
I can smell the rat already. It smells like toilet of rat.
Yeah, it sure does.
And here, up here is where I saw the rat last, just around the corner.
Man, this must be a huge rat. Look at the size of these dookie mounds.
It's probably not good to have big piles of shit in our air vents.
Hey, we're gonna need to do some serious fumigation.
Am I seeing things, or look at the end of the vent shaft?
Ah,
is
there
that...
it is.
It's... Oh, is that it?
That's the rat, Captain. There it is.
Let's get it.
Let's kill this bastard once and for all. You've chewed your last cord, you bastard.
I'll get it. I have a score to settle. You and I are going to dance, space rat.
Get him, Dr. Smokey. You get him. Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
Holy crap.
That space rat stood on its hind legs and knocked Dr. Smokey's head right off.
Oh, you don't see that every day.
Man, don't let his head roll away.
I don't want to touch it.
I've got it.
Dr. Smokey, are you all right?
I think it got me, Captain.
Dr. Smokey, your head has been severed from your body.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
I guess it got me then.
I'll say.
It will take me more than a couple hours to grow back a whole body.
Well, at least it grows back. That's good.
The rat is coming this way.
Ready your weapons, gentlemen.
Remember not to set them on fire. We don't want to blast a hole in a ship again.
Right.
That's charging.
Here he comes. Fire your 4-ton discombobulators.
Captain, stop. Hold your fire. It's run off.
What?
You didn't set your phaser down below max, and you blew 8 holes in the ship.
And you didn't even hit it once. At least Scotty McScotsman and I hit it a few times.
Nah, it's not a contest, Mr. Sidesev. Plus, I think I grazed
it. No, you didn't. And you had it on full power.
No, I turned the phasey gun thing down to 9.
That only goes to bloody 3, you manky munter.
No, really, 3. What the hell's a manky munter?
You are, Captain. We're gonna lose oxygen, and the ship's gonna need to be locked down immediately.
I see. Computer, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Captain Sure Shot.
Lock down this part of the ship and get Tajin down here. We need his services.
Yeah, you got it. By the way, I think Tajin is a female robot, you know?
What do you mean it's a female robot?
I'm pretty sure it's a girl, Captain.
A girl robot? That's ridiculous. You know I'm not allowed to have females on the ship.
Yeah, well, I think it is.
Just bring the damn robot down here.
Yes, Captain.
And turn that damn alarm off.
Okay.
Scotty McScotsman,
hey.
You and Mr. Sidesev go and see how many times the rat was shot. See if we killed it.
Hey, Captain. What do you want me to do with Dr. Smoggy's head?
Nah, here, give it to me.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, here we go.
What are you doing?
It right There, that fixed it.
Captain, you just threw our medical officer's head onto the floor from 20 feet above the cargo bay.
Yes, I know. He'll be fine. Go find that rat. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I've got to taper a grumpy. Deliver my captain's log, if you know what I mean.
You don't have to explain it. Just go.
Yeah, totally. That was highly unprofessional.
The part about him talking about Dookie or the part about him throwing Dr. Smoggy's head onto the floor?
Both.
Whatever. Bring me that rat.
Yes, Captain.
Hey, Captain.
Don't worry. Dr. Smoggy's head just bounced off the side of this steel counter and into the wall. I will probably live. Hello? Somebody?
Welcome back to the bridge, Captain.
Thank you, Lieutenant Bambi. Now we don't have to pay the narrator for this scene change. Well done.
Thanks.
Hey now, come on, I got kids to feed.
Yeah, whatever. Computer.
Yo.
Shut the narrator off, please.
Yes, Captain.
No, wait, come on, this is a bunch of...
And that's how we save $50. Lieutenant Bambi, what's our status?
We're ready to roll, Captain. All the holes have been sealed that you made, so we're good.
I need to see Dr. Smoggy. I think I blew an O-ring on the toilet.
Ew. Haven't seen him, Captain.
Oh, that's right. I know where he is. I see we have Dr. Smoggy's little friend here. We'll be taking off momentarily, little one, if you'll just hand over that star map. Did that little freak just hiss at me?
She doesn't want to give you the star map, Captain.
Why? What's the deal? I'm nice. We gave her a corner of that broom closet to sleep in.
Yeah, I don't think she likes you.
Ingrate.
She doesn't need to put it in the drive, Captain. She just has to activate it for me to read it. Hey, now it's hissing at me.
I don't think she likes any of you guys. Where's Dr. Smoggy?
Nah, he had a bit of an issue with the space rat. She'll probably only deal with him. That figures. Computer.
Yeah, Captain.
Have the goons retrieve Dr. Smoggy from the cargo bay. And then have them bring some ice and a box.
Yes, Captain.
So did you guys catch that space rat or what?
No, the Captain just blew 8 holes in me.
Shut up, computer. We did have some technical difficulties.
I see.
Lieutenant Bambi?
Yeah?
Get Mr. Sidesev up on the wave monitor.
You got it, Captain.
This is Lieutenant Sidesev.
Lieutenant,
yeah.
Have you found that rat?
No, Captain. It's a pretty big maze of tunnels down here for the creature to hide in.
I see. Then you and Mr. McScotsman get back to the bridge. We'll have to catch that bastard some other time.
Yes, Captain.
Hey, Captain.
Yes?
You know that Dr. Smoggy's friend here is a female, right?
Yeah, you're right. And I'm totally not trying to grab her whatever she has.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Captain. All things considered.
Yes, I may be having a breakthrough. I should call my shrink. Wait, I feel something in my nether regions. Blood flowing. It might just be urine. Excellent. I may be cured.
Let's not get too crazy.
Nah, you're right. I did just go to the bathroom. It's probably not that I'm cured, but that this female creature is just so hideously ugly.
I never stopped you in the past.
Yeah, true. It's either the ugliest creature alive or I'm developing standards. I must be on the road to recovery.
Here are the goons, Captain.
Oh, yes. Well done, goons. I see you brought Dr. Schmoggy. No idea what you just said. Wow, Dr. Schmoggy. I see you've already started to grow back your body. That's actually pretty gross.
Eh, you're a dick, Captain.
No, come on, what are you talking about? I had them bring you some ice.
Eh, you don't care about Dr. Schmoggy at all. You throw my head out of the vent and hurt Dr. Schmoggy, and you call me names.
Oh, come now, you little runny pus sack with fur and feelings. For some reason, I didn't even realize you had inner thoughts and emotions. You're just so ugly. It only seems fitting that you wouldn't be able to feel.
Yeah, you suck.
Nah, whatever. Your friend here, she doesn't want to cooperate with us. Only you.
I see.
So figure it out.
Well, maybe you should start being nicer to me.
No, that's not going to happen. I know. Maybe we should throw her and you out the air hatch right now.
No. Here, Farktooth. Give me the star map. Just place it into my tiny, still-forming nubs.
Okay.
Yes. Now, here you go, Captain.
Again, you don't have to put it in me. Just turn it on.
Oh, quit freaking out, computer. Just put it in your drive.
Will you at least wipe the slimy fur off of it first?
No. I think we're done here. Computer?
What?
Engage the narrator.
Yes, Captain.
Oh, thank God I'm back. Excellent. Because baby needs a new pair of shoes. Seriously. Visit tfhtimes.com and buy a t-shirt, for Christ's sake. Anyway, back to our story. Gunnar Halifax and his crew flew to the other side of the solar system, to yet another backwoods atmospheric moon known as the Goondocks.
Captain's mobile diary. We've landed on the Goondock moon and are following the star map. With me is Mr. Saitsev, Mr. McScotsman, Tajin, our female robot, and Dr. Shmoggy's head, along with his new friend and, of course, one of our goons, Wandamir. I think the gentleman's name is Wandamir. Is that right?
Gram.
Yes, the star map has led us to an old abandoned tavern in this desolate place. We're not sure what kind of treasure awaits us. I can't say it looks that promising at this point, I must say. This place is a real shithole, Dr. Schmoggy.
Do not worry, Captain. The treasure is not the tavern itself. It's somewhere around here. The tavern is a starting point.
Yes, well, there must be some secret entrance of some kind. Tajin, what do you make of it?
Beep, boop. The map indicates that you must answer a riddle to find the opening, Captain.
I see. Well, what the hell's the riddle, then?
Beep, boop. It is strange. I do not understand the question.
Just say it.
The question is, if this object could feel, it would be great.
That's stupid. What the hell kind of riddle is that? If the object could feel, it would be great?
Yes. As I said, it is an odd riddle. No objects in this room besides humans and the aliens have the ability to feel anything at all.
The reptilians are good at double speak, Captain.
Yes, but that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yes, the very idea can be conceived as contradicting in nature. The perception of feeling great is an abstract notion at best.
And there we see the limitations of science.
More like the limitations of your primitive language.
Captain, I think I have the answer.
Oh yeah, what do you got, Lieutenant?
It's the grate. It's at the bottom of the fireplace. Look.
And what? Oh, the grate. Oh, I see. How stupid. You might be right, though.
Look, I think I found a lever. There. Trap door leading down. There's a ladder here and everything.
Ah, yes. Well done, Slev.
Thank you, Captain.
Down we go.
Down, down, down goes the crew of the spade. We'll find out what happens. Right now, we don't even have commercials. Isn't that nice? Let's go.
All right, Captain's mobile diary. We're in a cave under the tavern.
Hey.
And we're just kind of walking.
It's not a long tunnel, though. Look at forks just up ahead.
Hey, the star map says you must go the route that concurs with the side you eat with.
The side? What does that mean? Is that like your eating hand?
I don't know.
Yeah, great. Well, I guess most people eat with their right hands.
Slev eats with his left hand.
Hey, so do I.
So do I. All of us are left-handed on the crew of the spade. It was a prerequisite for the gig.
Why did you profile us by which hand we favored, Captain?
It's simple, really. I don't like bumping elbows in the mess hall when I'm eating.
You never eat with us in the mess hall, Captain.
Yes, but on the occasion that I might, I don't like the idea.
Well, regardless, most people are right-handed when they eat, so we go right, then?
I guess so. We go right. That was a pretty simple riddle.
Yeah, not so fast, Captain. I think if we go right, we will reach certain doom.
Wait, what do you mean, certain doom?
I guess I should have mentioned before, the reptilian pirates that hid this treasure are some of the more intelligent creatures in this part of the universe. If we do not get the questions right, We will die down here.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, you should have mentioned that before. You didn't say this was going to be dangerous.
I thought that went without saying.
They say we get the hell out of here.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
And the star map says that if we try and leave, we will die.
Well, that's fucking wonderful. I hate you, Dr. Schmokey, so much.
Yes, I know, Captain.
Good.
But do not worry. As luck would have it, I am well-versed in the history of the reptilians.
Super.
The question is a trick question.
Okay.
Humans use their hands when they eat, as do most bipedal humanoids.
Duh.
But there are a few of us that use their tongues, like myself and the reptilians.
Yeah, well, I don't see a path straight ahead.
Yes, well, our tongues curve up, Captain. If you look up.
Oh, look, there is a hatch. Look.
Yes.
Now, B, that was worded terribly stupid.
Don't look at me. This is translated from reptilian. It's a very eloquent and long-winded language.
Right.
English is pretty slow and stupid. This might be a tough trip.
Well, I can see it now. We're all dead.
Beep, boop. I am scanning the area now. There is a small train just above us.
A train?
Yes.
What the hell is this, Indiana Jones or something?
No.
Yes, we've done it, Captain. The star map has opened up a new level for us.
What, are you playing Zelda on that thing or something?
No.
All right, up we go.
Hey, Captain. Choo, 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 into Charlie. That's right. They're riding a train. I don't know. Anyway, here we go.
Ouch.
This is a very small cart, Captain.
Yes. Get off me, you wanker.
My ankle, get off.
Sorry. Maybe we should go in turns.
The star map says that if we leave anyone behind, they will die.
And that figures. You know, I really do hate you, Dr. Schmokey. Truly. It's a deep loathing.
Tajan.
Yes, Scotty McScotsman.
Yeah, why the hell are you in the train cart? Can't you just hover along with us?
Yes. I like to be a part of things.
Christ. A clingy pacifist robot. It does sound like your Martian builder buddies were hippies.
Well, you are crushing me.
Scoot the hell over.
Ouch.
I can't. Slev has no more room to move.
Whatever.
Me.
We're all in now. How do we get this cart to start?
The star map says we must answer another riddle.
Of course we do. Well, hurry up. What is it?
Okay. It says, what walks on four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three legs at night.
Oh, great. We're dead.
No, wait. I've heard this one before. It was on the back of a Bazooka Joe bubblegum wrapper. It's a human, Captain.
Wait, what? A human? What are you talking about?
Yes, yes. A human baby crawls on all fours in the morning of its life. It wakes up as a man on two legs during the afternoon, and it walks with a cane toward the evening of its life. Metaphorically, of course.
That's it. The train car is moving.
Yeah, good job, Slev.
Thanks.
Yes, the star map says it would have also accepted a Pleiadian snugglesaur, which apparently literally does all those things.
I see. I've seen a snugglesaur before. It's not all that snuggly as the name would imply. So where does this train lead? Because that looks like a brick wall up ahead.
Yeah, it
and
does.
And the car only seems to be gaining speed.
Did we make wrong decision? Maybe tongue represents down. We just look up and not down. Maybe we've chosen for ourselves death.
Yeah, we're about to find out.
What the hell just happened?
The wall was a hologram, Captain. We went right through it.
What is this, fucking Disneyland?
Oh, look below the train car. Look how high we are.
I do not enjoy heights. Why did the reptilians build a path to their own treasure like this?
The reptilians didn't want this to be easy. Plus, reptilians are all sadomasochists.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, look, we are coming to the end.
Yeah, I think we're slowing down a bit.
Who's on my foot?
Me.
Get the hell off my foot.
Sorry, Captain.
Christ, you weigh like 1,000 pounds. I'm going to be limping this whole trip now.
Slev is having a hard time breathing.
Yeah, I think we're almost there. Are you okay, Farktooth?
No.
Why do I sign up for this kind of crap with you stupid assholes?
Yeah, and we don't even get paid. Wait, it's slowing down. We're there. I think we're there.
Holy shitballs. Get me off this stupid train right the fuck now.
I think my pus sack burst.
Oh, Dr. Schmokey, you are so nasty.
Tajan, get off me.
Yes, Captain.
All right. Guess what I'm doing? I'm switching the scene. Here comes another one. Here we go.
See, I told you I'd be limping this whole time. I totally sucked.
Totally.
What the hell am I looking at, anyway?
Looks like some kind of giant stone wheel of fortune, Captain.
I think it looks more like that wheel on Price is Right.
Well, then what do we do? Spin it or something?
No, Captain. We must push certain buttons on this control panel here.
Oh, crap.
Oh, goody, there are buttons. I love mashing my hand on buttons.
No, Captain, our lives are on the line here. Don't just randomly push these buttons.
You know I can't help myself.
Don't worry, Wandamir here's got them.
Unhand me, goon.
He will eventually, Captain, but not till we get past these buttons. No. We know they're your weakness.
Oh, God, I love buttons.
Yes, we know, Captain. We don't want to die because you love pressing buttons, so you can play with that old telephone that you have in your room when we get back to the ship, okay?
Yes, yes, that's a good incentive to survive this mission. By the way, you are a very strong goon. Grum. I could not break out of this hold if my life depended on it.
Grum, grum.
Well, all our lives depend on you staying in the hold, so just stay there and don't struggle.
All right, all right. Well, what do we do now, Dr. Smoggy? What does the star map say?
There are a series of questions we have to answer, looks like. I think they're multiple choice questions.
Okay.
Okay, first one. It looks like a geography question. Okay, what is the capital city of the fourth largest country on your planet?
Wait, is that a trick question or something?
No, Captain. These questions are specifically for us.
Well, how the hell do they know who we are?
As I said, the reptilians are very smart.
I think I know, but what are the multiple choice answers?
Okay, it says A, New Delhi, B, Beijing, C, Washington, D.C., D, Jakarta, and E, none of the above.
Oh, damn it, I hate it when they give you that option. Let's see, Beijing is China, right?
Hey.
They have the most people, and so they're one. Where the hell's New Delhi?
New Delhi is the capital of India, Captain, but they are second largest. USA is third. Indonesia is fourth.
Yeah, well, I don't see that one on the list, Lev.
Yes, it is, Captain. Jakarta is the capital of Indonesia.
You sure about that?
Yes, Captain. I'm very good at the geography.
All right, well, let me go and I'll press the D button.
Oh, I don't think so, Captain.
All right, well, somebody push it.
Yeah, which one is it?
It's that one. That one is D.
Look, your hand is almost grown all the way back, Dr. Smoggy.
Yes, I regenerate quickly.
Here, I will press it.
Man, lucky dog.
What?
What the hell is that? Are we all going to die now?
That's a theme song from a game show. What the hell is this?
Yeah, like I said, they have customized it for us.
Well, now what do we do?
The star map has another question on it. But I don't think it's multiple choice.
No more buttons?
No, Captain.
Then let me go right now.
Oh, that's not gonna happen. Just hold on, Captain.
All right. What's the question?
Okay, here we go. A man builds a house with all four sides facing south.
Huh.
A bear walks by the house. What color is the bear?
What the hell? We're dead.
What the hell kind of house has four walls facing south?
That sounds like my old apartment.
Is that the answer? Slev's apartment?
I don't think so.
That doesn't make any sense. Tajan, compute something.
Beep boop. That is an irrational question. There are no buildings that can have a total of four walls that all face the same direction.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sure glad we brought you along. Well, what color is the house?
I don't think the color of the house matters, Captain. But I think I know. If you build a house exactly on North Pole, all directions will be south.
All right, that's kind of odd. Well, what the hell does the bear have to do with it?
Well, if you were in the North Pole, the bears would be a polar bear. So white is the answer. Are we dead? Did we die?
No, Slev, that was the answer. You did it.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, so now what?
The star map says there is one more question.
Oh, boy, man, this is getting really old. So what's the question already?
Okay, it says, what is so fragile that even saying its name can break it?
What, no multiple choice?
No, Captain. It's voice activated again.
Nah, I have no idea. We're dead.
No, wait. Let's think this out.
All right. Well, it got pretty silent there for a second. Death! God, what? Why did it do that?
That's it, Captain. Silence. Silence is so fragile that if you speak its name, it breaks. Break the silence. Good job, Captain.
Yeah, that's great. Glad I could help. Anyone have a clean pair of shorts I could borrow?
Look, the wheel. It must be some kind of door. It's opening.
Oh, wow, that's a big door. That's a big empty hallway. What do we do?
We go inside, Captain.
You know, this is getting pretty lame. If we survive this, Dr. Smoggy,
yes.
Remind me to kill you.
Whatever you say, Captain.
Come on, laddies. There's no turning back now.
Guess what I'm doing again? I'm switching the scene again. Well, you probably figured that out by now. All right, let's get back to the story.
Oh, boy.
Did we miss something? We have been walking for a long time down this hallway.
I have no freaking idea.
Look, there's something up ahead.
It's a giant statue of a snake's head.
Oh, great. That's super inviting.
That's super creepy.
I hope we don't have to walk much more. This is getting pretty old. I'm limping the whole way.
The star map is doing something.
Yeah, it's about time.
It's another riddle.
This is getting ridiculous. The treasure better be worth it, Dr. Smoggy.
No, it will be, Captain.
All right. Give it to us.
Okay, this one's kind of a long one.
Just do it.
Okay. A farmer was going to town with a fox, a goose, and a sack of corn.
Shit, I hate these kind of questions.
And when he came to a stream, he had to cross in a tiny boat and could only take across one thing at a time. However, if he left the fox alone with the goose, the fox would eat the goose. And if he left the goose alone with the corn, the goose would eat the corn. How does he get them all to safety over the stream?
Well, it's been nice knowing you, fellas.
Speak for yourself.
No, we can do this. The goose cannot be left with the corn, and the fox cannot be left alone with the goose.
Maybe the goose could swim alongside the boat.
I don't think that's how these work.
I don't know. I get paid to shoot things.
Yeah. Beep, boop. I think I have the answer.
All right.
You could teleport them all.
You suck at these, Tajin.
I am sorry.
I don't even see the point of this damn robot. I say we pawn the damn thing if we survive.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Hey, come on.
Wait. I think I have it. Okay.
All right.
Hear me out. The guy takes the goose across first.
Uh-huh.
Then he takes the fox across.
Okay.
And then he brings the goose back with him.
Really?
Then he takes over the corn, leaving the goose. And then he comes back alone and gets the goose.
That's it. You did it. You did it again, Slev. The snake's mouth is opening.
Well, that's just amazing. What do they put in that tang, Lieutenant Seitzer?
I think I have so much problem-solving experience as a member of your crew that it has become like second nature to me, Captain.
I see. I'm going to take that as a compliment, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, we must be careful. I think that one was too easy. The reptilians would not let it be that easy.
Easy? How could that be easy? If it wasn't for our token Russian, we'd all be dead.
Oh, wow, look at this room. Look at those giant stone dudes. They're like 20 feet tall.
Look up ahead. An altar has lit up.
I feel like I'm in a video game.
Please say there's no more goddamn riddles.
Sorry, Captain. Looks like there's another one.
Son of a...
This is getting horribly stupid.
You're just mad you don't get to shoot anything.
Hey, that's true.
All right, I'm tired. I'm hurt. What the hell is the riddle?
Okay, it's about your planet again. Okay, here we go. Arnold Schwarzenegger has a big one. Michael J. Fox has a small one. Madonna doesn't have one. And the Pope has one, but he never uses it. And Bill Clinton has one, and he uses it all the time. What is it?
Now, that's easy, a schlong.
Yeah, I would say schlong as well.
I'd call it a wank rod, too, but you know, that would be way too easy.
What the hell is a schlong?
That's the reason the captain isn't allowed to have females on board the ship.
That's gross. Hey, don't even think about moving in on my squirrel, Captain. Farktooth is mine.
What, you mean your little rat-faced princess? No worries. Even without the drool, she would still be like kissing a camel's ass, Dr. Schmoggy.
That's good. More drool for me.
Gross.
Well, if it's not a willy, what the hell could it be?
Beep boop. I think I have this one.
It's about time.
Is it the male reproductive organ?
We've already all said that, Tajin.
Oh, I see.
No, wait, I think I have it.
All right.
A surname.
A surname? What is that?
You know, a surname. Halifax, it's your last name.
Nice.
Good job, Scotty McScotsman.
Yes, I get it now. The Pope goes by Pope, but Madonna doesn't have a last name. I see.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
What the hell is that?
That does not sound good.
I think we have reached the end. It says that we must face the reptilian.
Wait, you mean... we don't get any more riddles, we have to fight somebody now?
Yes, Captain.
You didn't say we were going to have to fight somebody. What are these reptilians even like?
They're 9 feet tall, with armor-like scales, razor-like teeth, and knives for fingers.
Oh, my God, Dr. Schmoggy.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to say to you, right?
You hate Dr. Schmoggy?
Oh, so much. You don't even know.
You have made it to the end of your journey.
Well, that's a comforting voice. Why does it sound familiar?
It does sound familiar.
Maybe I should have explained the legend to you a little bit more.
Well, you think?
The reptilian that we are about to face is known on your planet as Henry Kissinger.
Wait. The reptilian we're about to face is Henry Kissinger? Who writes this crap?
I don't know.
Wait, you're trying to tell me that Henry Kissinger is a shape-shifting reptile?
Yes, there are many of them on your planet. The Queen of England, Barbara Streisand, and every president since Eisenhower. Oh, and Justin Bieber.
No, that totally makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Silence!
All right.
It is time.
Time for what? What the hell's going on?
The star map says we must choose our best warrior to do battle. But it says the warrior must be a completely organic, no machine parts.
All right, Scotty McScotsman, you finally get to shoot something.
Would, Captain. Although I'm part werewolf and part vampire chupacabra, I'm actually about 25% machine as well.
What the hell are you talking about?
Implants. All the mercenaries have them. It's kind of like steroids.
Okay, Dr. Schmoggy's just ahead.
Don't look at me, Captain. I'm just a pilot.
It's a good thing we brought the goon, right?
Not really. He's about 40% machine.
Grom, grom.
So what you're saying is I gotta fight this guy.
I'm sorry, Captain. We have no choice.
Well, this has sure been a treat.
Choose your warrior now.
Yeah, we're working on it. I knew I should have got that pacemaker. Whoa, did you see that? He just jumped from like 20 feet up and landed on his feet. I'm screwed.
Choose.
What am I supposed to do?
Henry Kissinger is a Sith Lord. Here, take my lightsaber.
This is just getting better and better. Now, you know I got a bum wheel here, right?
I will fight him.
Farktus, no.
I must, my love. It is my destiny.
Wait, what? Your little girlfriend's gonna do it?
No, Farktus, he is too strong.
I must. Your captain is weak.
Yeah, she's got the point.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on this one.
Then bring it.
Farktus, no.
Prepare to die.
No, I can't watch.
Wow, damn, she's pretty good. Oh, she turned her lightsaber off. What's she doing?
Oh, no. Farktus, don't do it.
Goodbye, my love.
No.
Holy shit, Stain, she just blew herself up.
No.
She blew up Henry Kissinger, too.
Damn it, she was hot.
Oh, well. Sorry, Dr. Smoggy.
Hey, my heart goes out to you, lad.
Damn, there's guts everywhere.
Yeah, curse my rotten little knobs.
Captain's diary. Stardate, I don't really have a calendar in front of me right now, but it's Saturday, I think. Dr. Smoggy's girlfriend, Farktooth, sacrificed herself so that we could live. And she got her stinky entrails all over my good captain's shirt. But I am thankful I didn't have to fight Henry Kissinger. He was kind of a dick. He seemed like he really had that dark side stuff going for him pretty hardcore. And you know, I can't decide if that dude was uglier as a reptile or as a human. But no matter. We found out that the treasure that he had been protecting was actually this weird-looking little statue with a raging chubby. We have no idea what it does or what its value is. But it sure as hell didn't seem worth it. We're taking the statue to this little green dude in the Dagobah system to see if it's actually worth something. In the meantime, the crew and myself decided to pawn our Martian robot, Tajin. She ended up being worth over 4 million space credits. I know that sounds like a lot, but it's actually just enough to keep us in space for a few months. Stinking inflation. Dr. Smoggy is obviously quite sad, but he says that he can resurrect her or something. I don't know. We spent like 2 days down in that cavern just scraping little pieces of her off the wall. It's all just crazy alien pet cemetery shit to me, but you know, compassion and whatnot. There certainly was one hell of a ride. I'm glad we're not all dead. The best news is the internet is back up and I'm able to play World of Warcraft again. And I've been on Craigslist looking for a new job. Until the next adventure, Halifax out.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He's gone beyond the moon, it's true.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He's seen the world from a different kind of view from
He's
you.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He's seen the pyramids on Mars.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He's flown his spaceship really far.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He is a secret space cadet.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He hasn't found an alien he wouldn't make out with.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He isn't actually very smart.
He's Gunner Halifax.
But his crew is great. His wig is tight and so's his heart.
Gunner Halifax.
He's making Earth some brand new friends.
He's Gunner Halifax.
When the hell will the theme song for this guy ever end?
Yeah.
Well, that does it. I hope you enjoyed this extended episode of The Adventures of Gunner Halifax. We hope you'll join us next week for more adventures. Bye-bye.